It's Wednesday, January 9th, 2019, also known as day 19 of the government shutdown. And this is TT Robinson. This is your sip to go. Inform looks good on you. Happy birthday, iPhone. Like every 12-year-old, you're always trying to impress us with how sophisticated you are. You're in our face, you're constantly demanding our attention, and we can't live without you. Something else you need in your life? The sip. Coming to you every Wednesday now, courtesy of Mill Spouse Fest. You're welcome. From our throwback section on today's date in 1956, Abigail Van Buren's Dear Abby column first appeared in newspaper syndication. Fun fact, Dear Abby appeared just 3 months after her twin sister Esther published her column as Ann Landers. Some of our favorite Dear Abby moments. Dear Abby, my wife sleeps in the raw. Then she showers, brushes her teeth, and fixes our breakfast, still in the buff. We're newlyweds, and they are just the two of us, so I suppose there's really nothing wrong with it. What do you think, Ed? Dear Ed, it's okay with me, but tell her to put on an apron when she's frying bacon. Oh, words of wisdom. Thanks, Abby. Dear Abby, our son married a girl when he was in the service. They were married in February, and she had an 8.5-pound baby girl in August. She said the baby was premature. Can an 8.5-pound baby be this premature? Wanting to know. Dear Wanting, the baby was on time, the wedding was late. Forget it. Nice. From our need to know section, in case you missed our sip last week, well, the news is the same. The government is still shut down, going on day 19, the second longest shutdown in government history. And it's about to get real on Friday when about 800,000 federal employees don't get their paychecks. Happy New Year. Ugh. So you ask, is there an end in sight? Not really. The president took to the airwaves last night for his first presidential address to the nation and said, and I'm summarizing here, there's a humanitarian crisis at the border. It's a huge crisis. We need to fix it. The only way to do that is to build a wall. Women and children are the biggest victims in all of this. People are getting killed by illegal immigrants. This is a crisis of the heart. The only way to shut down the shutdown is to fund the wall. And the drug crisis is costing us $500 billion per year in America. So the $5.7 billion for a wall isn't really that much when you think about it. Democrats, mainly Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, were quick to respond, also on TV, and say, again, super summarizing here, no, those are fear tactics. First, let's separate the shutdown from the fight on border security and reopen the government so all these peeps can get paid, and then we'll talk about it, pinky swear. But we're still not building a wall. That's a bad idea. We don't govern by temper tantrum. Okay, that last sentence actually was an exact quote by Schumer. So there you have it. Day 19, still no progress, and nearly a million families who won't be getting paid on Friday. I can't help but think that if they sent a mom from the 1980s in there, they'd have a deal in 30 minutes. You want this, your sister wants this, this is how it's going to be, and you're going to like it, and now please leave so I can finish my cigarette and Diet Pepsi in the garage while I talk to your Aunt Michelle. Maybe that was just my childhood. From our want to know section, a squirrel in New York has gone viral thanks to a Twitter user who captured the squirrel eating an egg roll on video, complete with the caption, "Doesn't look like the squirrel's first egg roll." No word on whether or not he got a fortune cookie with it. Oh my gosh, I think I'm so funny. After a donut truck caught on fire, the Lexington Police Department tweeted a photo of their officers grieving the immeasurable loss. Condolences have poured in from around the world, making it the absolute best thing on the internet right now. The picture of the truck on fire, police officer crying, and the words, "no words," with the crying emoji, were tweeted by the Lexington police, followed up by all of these replies. Toledo police said, "hang in there, 2019 will get better." The Stoughton police said, "we are so deeply sorry for your loss. Your brothers and sisters in Massachusetts are here for you during these tough times." The Colorado State Patrol's public affairs said, "come to the Rockies, break glazed bread with us at our table, console yourselves, and avoid the brownies." Okay. But my very favorite, a picture of a South Dakota Highway Patrol officer and a Krispy Kreme truck on its side that says, "we feel your pain up here in South Dakota. Call if you need to talk." I love it. Cops are people too. From our Reading While We Sip section, New Year, New Financial Goals. There's a great piece from Marla Bautista on getting your goals together for your finances. Love that. If one of your goals this year is to get in shape, check out an awesome piece by the seasoned spouse, Lizanne Lightfoot, about why she's not sweating for the homecoming, but has great reasons for you to exercise. Next up, Independent has released all the details of their Military Spouse Online Wellness Summit coming this spring, and it looks magical. So block off some time within your busy calendar, find a happy place to retreat to, and join more than 1,300 military spouses for a week that's bound to leave you feeling inspired, connected, and ready to live a purposeful life. Check out all the details and register on their website. Next, tis the season to nominate. It's go time for the Armed Forces Insurance Military Spouse of the Year Award nomination round, and there's no one better than my friend Amy Bouchatz at Spouse Buzz to tell you why you need to nominate that MIL Spouse Bestie for the incredible program that recognizes the outstanding contributions of amazing military spouses around the world. Get to it. Next up, we want you. Are you a connected member of your community? Do you want a chance to help your local economy grow? Our friends at Task and Purpose are looking for connected leaders of communities that understand the value of their local businesses. Contact Cody at taskandpurpose.com for details of this new flexible part-time sales position. And last but not least, join us. Our 2019 dates for MIL Spouse Fest are on the website, and you can't miss it. I'm so excited. I'm going to be the MC for all the events. So join us for some encouragement, laughter, a little snark from the sip, and so many prizes, including $500, just because we love you and we want you to be happy and treat yourself. Fort Benning is up first. We'll be there on February 12th for a morning and an evening session of fun. You can register on our website, millspousefest.com. We can't wait to see you. That's it for your sip to go. Have a great day. We'll see you next Wednesday. The SIP is brought to you by MILSpouseFest.com, the modern network for military spouses and families. Visit www.MILSpouseFest.com today.